Hey guys, so Kyle thinks that a Z-Pack is birth control.
I did not. I was making a joke.
Fun fact, it's not true.
It will fuck with your birth control.
Steer clear.
So guess what, guys? Be careful out there. Don't be a fool. Grab your tool. There you go.
Preach.
So welcome to episode, 2.3.
Dude, we don't even know how.
Dos Equis.
Let us just say that we poured 3 shots of tequila and 3 glasses of wine, and we're just gonna see where this goes.
Mm-hmm. It's basically my life, how I get up in the morning. And then I just see where it goes after that. After a couple shots of tequila and glasses of wine, I'm like, we'll see where it goes.
What's this day gonna bring us?
What's this day? What is today?
You know, God, today, Thursday, September 6th.
And it's only 9:30.
September the 6th. It's
only
9:30.
I know.
It's 9:30.
The night is young.
The night is young. That's a Nicki Minaj song.
So if y'all are wondering, we do have a new persona with us.
We've got a guest.
We have guests that are on the list. Okay.
There's actually a waiting list. She trumped a couple people.
Ooh.
That's because she paid a lot of money, though. So let's not get too crazy. I mean, that's how she jumped up the list. We're having trouble right now, kind of really putting a finger on a persona.
Yeah, do we have a persona for our guest?
It has to be something to do with being Oriental or Asian.
I said crazy rich Asian.
I mean, that movie just came out, and it's pretty clutch.
Okay, yeah. So we're gonna go with this is crazy rich Asian. That's our. That's it.
All right, game on.
This is CRA coming at you live.
Oh.
C to the R to the A.
Cray, cray. Mm-hmm.
She cray. This is cray. This is cray.
Now, hold on. I will say that in the book of Crazy Rich Asians, there is a term that they use, and it's ABC, American Born Chinese.
That is literally
me. Now, are you Chinese?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. She's
half.
Okay. She's no, I know, but.
Havsies.
Havsies.
But your eyes are so wide.
I like to call myself hybrid.
ABC.
We got ABC.
ABC.
Okay.
ABC sends us. This is American born Chinese right here.
We're so happy to have
her. She has never worked in a sweatshop ever. I don't even know if she's ever even had a job.
Oh my God.
I know.
Actually, that's false. That's false. She has a job. She actually deals with clothing, so I don't know. She may actually work in a
I analyze guys for a living. How about that?
She'd be sitting here judging more than fucking Judge Judy out there. This woman right here is judging hard.
That's it.
Be judging, right?
Right.
All right. So, Meg, this topic's come up a lot while we've been on the phone and throughout our course of our interactions.
Right.
And it is the fact of self-checkouts. And then being checked at the door afterwards, specifically Sam's.
Yeah.
We've got self-checkouts, but then at the end of the at the door, they want to check your receipt, which I get it. It's really to mark the receipt. Mm-hmm. So you can't come back in there and say, oh, I bought this or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But do not treat me like a criminal if you want me to do your job 10 feet earlier. You literally want me to scan my own items, scan every bit of it, do all the work.
Preach, brother.
And then push my own buggy out. Mm-hmm. It's fucking hot outside. It's hot. Today it was raining, you know? And then Salvation Army Sally out here wants to stop me and count my items in my basket.
Count. I'm sorry.
Count
them. No, she wanted
she
to
was
count
she,
them.
Like finger pointing, going like under her breath, not even counting out loud, which made me mad too. I don't know why that's probably another thing, but she's going, and this rage came over me.
Okay.
Rage.
A blanket of rage.
Blanket of rage. Like I was just ready to epically burst into flames. It's just why, but. You see what I'm saying there? Why are we treated like criminals?
Criminals.
Criminals. Literally criminals. stealing from Sam's. I'm sorry that I really needed fucking 36 paper towels. 36 rolls of them. I'm here to fucking steal them, bitch.
Yep.
I'm here to get out. You can't do nothing about it. And the toilet paper, too, I got in here, didn't fucking pay for that either, because I shit a lot. Mm-hmm. Get on me, bitch. Get on me. Get out of here. Like, come on.
Are we sure it's not just for kicks and gigs, though?
Like what?
They literally, like the last time I was at Sam's Club, the guy literally didn't even look at the cart, and he just Sharpie or highlighter, the yellow highlighter.
It's all the
it's
all
just,
the
it's a hit or miss.
It's a hit or miss.
How straight can I draw a line?
I will say that if you get a woman, she's fucking counting your basket.
You're right. It was a guy last time.
Exactly.
Like, screw this. Bye.
She's like, peace. But he's probably trying to get rid of you.
Probably. He probably hated me. I had so much shit in my cart.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm never even counting that. I know she stole half of it. I don't even want to be responsible at checking this.
Oh, it's kombucha and popcorn. My gosh.
Kombucha and popcorn? Is that a Chinese thing or something?
Have you never had kombucha?
What is it?
Wait,
you don't eat anything but rice. You're Chinese. Rice and fish.
Kombucha and popcorn. Let me tell you, it is
I've had kombucha
life.
Before, but I don't have it with popcorn, though.
Oh.
Like popcorn?
Educate. Edumacate.
Well, it's the skinny pop. Stay skinny, eat popcorn. Skinny pop. You've never had this. It's so good. I should have brought a whole bag.
It's like white background, right?
Yes.
And
it's
has
green.
Like green
yes.
and black
yeah.
accents.
It's like white, green, and white.
I see it on the clearance aisle at Kroger.
That explains a lot.
Listen, it's good.
So
what was the last
we're really like jumping into another persona right here. Like, you know, we've got basic white girl, we got bougie white girl,
yeah.
we've got basic Chinese girl. Right
what?
Now. Like
no.
Popcorn and kombucha right now.
Hey, listen.
K-pop,
I don't shop the clearance aisle. Kombucha is like $4 at Whole Foods.
$4.
One bottle is $4, and I buy like 12 at a time.
Look, guys, this is how I want. Disclaimer, I've never shopped at a Whole Foods. It never will, okay?
Oh, my God.
Because
take it back.
I'm a real American, and we don't buy that green-ass shit, okay? So this is, I mean, so ABC over here, she shops at Whole Foods, okay? So point taken, she's, what do they call that? You're pretty
granola.
You're granola to, granola
hey,
to
I'll
stuff.
I'll be as granola as I want to. You walk into Whole Foods, and they've got flowers and peonies greeting you at the door, and you're like, yes, I do.
They are beautiful. They have the best flowers.
They do. I buy them every time. I'm a sucker.
And it's really cheap.
Yeah,
it
is.
I mean, really cheap.
I know.
And they're beautiful.
I dig it. Listen.
I dig their flowers.
Because, listen, you put flowers in your cart, very first thing, you feel good about yourself walking through the whole rest of the store.
Yeah, you feel good about, like, spending $8 on a pint of peanut butter.
Yes, you do.
No.
Hey, it's a thing. That's why Amazon bought them.
Mm-hmm. No, Amazon bought them because they were for sale and they needed that part of their business.
I'm just telling you.
That's why. Mm. Anyways. Mm. Another thing. Granola. Another podcast, guys. We'll get on that on another time. But right now, let's get back to the issue at hand about being checked at a Sam's Walmart. And that was the whole thing. You get Sam, and now they're doing it at Walmart. Which I get it, right? You don't want people stealing stuff, but that's fine. But if you're going to put that trust factor in there, why the... It just makes me mad that I have to do their job, and then they check me for doing their job. Like, okay, well, pay me for it then, bitch. Fuck you, pay me, right? Fuck you, pay me. That's all I'm saying. Opinion?
I'm just trying to, like, soak it all in, Kyle.
Okay.
Honestly.
What about you, ABC? You got an opinion on this?
I mean, to be honest, I honestly can't remember the last time I went to a Walmart, so I don't know about this whole new check system that they've got.
Back to our persona of basic Chinese girl. Does not go to Walmart.
Have you heard of, like, pickup groceries?
Yeah, like, what about that?
Where I live, they don't have, like, pickup groceries, okay? Like, you basically have to get... You know what?
Redneck.
Oh, bougie ABC over here. No, we pick up our groceries. We have to go out to a field and pick them.
Strong.
Tag it in. You're in with me here. Skirt.
Skirt.
So this is going to go back to, I don't know how we get on this because, you know, Meg's just, you know, we're trying to help her out with her love life, right? We're just trying to help her out, right?
My best game.
So we got ABC over here and we're just talking about types, right? And we got back on the fact that, like, yes, Kyle is everybody's type. We already know that. We went over this last podcast. And then ABC comes up here and she's like, actually, you're not my type again. And
I'm just true. Like, God. You're not.
Like, I've literally struck out with, like, the last 9,000 women that I've actually told that to. That's a fucking joke, by the way. ABC.
Yes.
Right now, what is your type?
Okay, so physically, there is not a type, but personality is a type.
Okay,
so digging into the personality aspect.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I like someone that's willing to, like, travel.
Okay.
That you've always got to be adaptable.
Oh.
Because when situations arise, I don't like people that make plans and then when something happens, you freak out about it. You've got to be able to adapt to situations in order to still have fun. So main goal, always have fun. Always have a good time.
Right.
And then, you know, just anything after that, like, obviously looks are a plus, or just, like, physicalities are a plus, you know, just, it's just how intentional are you about just having a good time, basically.
I dig it.
Yeah.
So now that we've done that, now I need you to go in to Meg over here. I need you to dissect Meg.
Okay.
I need you to give me, if you were, and again, let me preface this by saying we've not discussed this before. Just throwing this on ABC really fast right now. Give me Meg's type right now. What is Meg's type?
Ooh, Meg's type. Okay. So obviously likes to have a good time, but Meg likes to be taken care of. She likes the finer things in life. So, like, it doesn't.
You hearing that, peeps? You hearing that?
Step that shit up, dog. If you can pamper her and make her feel good at all times, all hours of the day, like, you know, she will be fond of you. Doesn't necessarily mean she's going to love you, though. That's the difference. She likes a lot of people, but she doesn't love a lot of people.
It's true.
She loves me.
Why? Because I'm a Cancer.
Exactly. So it's like you've got all these friends. Megan has the most friends out of anybody.
You're not a Cancer. Wait, you're
but
Leo.
The closest, Cancer. But you've got to have your close group.
Yeah.
It's the close group that matters at the end of the day. You can have all the friends in the world, but at the end of the day, it's only those handful of people that fit on all your fingers that matter. You know?
What a... Okay, right there. All right. You know, the name of the podcast right there is Chicken Bits, right? And this is what we always try to give you, a little bit of a chicken bit right here. We had not even told ABC really what the point is on even being here was. But she kind of led us there to it. And I don't know what it is about this podcast, but we get some chicken bits sometimes. So you want to spit that one more time about the finger thing. And we ain't talking about chicken fingers either. But chicken fingers are delicious from Slim Chickens.
Whether chicken fingers or chicken bits or fingers in general.
Yeah.
It's at the end of the day, the only people that matter are the people that count on your fingers. Not the whole group that you know in your phone book. It's only the people on your fingers.
Chicken bit, bruh. ABC spitting some truth right there. And with Meg's type.
Amen.
That's what it is. That was pretty serious, though, so we won't ever do that again.
But we're also going to go with tall, dark, and handsome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, kind of me. Anyways.
Yeah, it'll look good. If any of you feel good.
Not that we have. I figured, you know, if you were to say, like, our audience, who's our audience that's going to be listening to this?
It could be anyone.
They have to
have a good time.
Yeah, they definitely have to not take themselves seriously.
Exactly.
At all.
Yeah.
Or judge other people.
Yeah. Don't be judging us either.
I mean, this is funny.
Yeah.
We're just real people out here. Just talking about some real ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
About people's types.
Because if you're not real, you're not living.
That's right.
That's so true.
By the way, since we're talking about types and everything, I'm going to go ahead. Meg, can you give us the email address?
Yes. So our email address is set up now, and it is chickenbitsmk@gmail.com.
So email us.
Chickenbitsmk
If you got some questions and shit, or if you got some suggestions. But also for all you suitors out there, send your resumes to Date Meg there. That's what we're doing. But that's what we're doing. So contact us there. We'll have some social media out there. I don't know. Maybe
one
day.
Do we want to do social media?
Probably not, because you know what? Fuck social media.
We don't intentionally want to do social media because we can't be those people, but it's got to just like let it run its course, however that may flow.
Somebody will probably make us a fan club.
Our audience is people that just go with the flow.
That's right.
Just, yeah.
Look how ABC's like saying R, like she's part of
it. You gotta be adaptable. You gotta go with the flow. You gotta shoot the shit. You know, you just gotta be you. You can't fake it.
I love it.
No fakeness here.
No fakeness from ABC. Kev's in here and just spits truth, being like an American born, like Chinese girl.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like Hello Kitty?
No.
Did you go home the first night?
No. Oh. I was gone for like three and a half weeks.
You went to Vegas.
Yeah, I went to Vegas.
Let's talk about Vegas with the like being locked up in a penthouse.
Yeah, so like we got there.
Hold on. We're on right now. Okay, we're rolling. Okay. Let's make it.
We're always rolling.
We are now on that second glass of wine.
Hey. I don't know if you know, if we haven't said this yet, and we just started this up. ABC we're saying ABC is American born Chinese over here. That's our persona. Okay. Not the channel ABC, but we're going to get into the channel ABC right now. And the show that it's on. So ABC, meaning
American-born Chinese over here. So our China friend over here. She was on The Bachelor. Pause. Now go change like your pants for pissing them. Okay? Everybody. And you too, in the car. You just shit yourself. I know. It's fine. It took me off guard too. But she was on The Bachelor. There's somebody famous here. Besides me, I know. There's a lot of shit going on in this room right now.
There's a lot of things.
There's a lot of things going on in here, this room right now. We're going to get some serious insight on reality TV right now. I'm talking about like, because, man, it's the most watched show out there. And how I know this is because people have told me, because I don't watch it.
Because you live in a box.
You're right. I live in a cardboard box, guys. We don't have TV. We don't even have the interwebs.
#Arkansas.
Yeah. I mean, that's where we at. So, ABC, tell us, let's first go into the fact that how did you even end up on The Bachelor?
So basically, my friend thought it would be funny to sign me up and not tell me about it. And so a couple months after the fact, I get a call. So this is after I'd already quit my job, noted. First job out of college, quit it, was over it, whatever. Working for my dad, quote unquote. And I was driving to Barnes & Noble one night. It was like 9 o'clock at night. I get a call from Scott Kirkland. He goes, "Hey, this is Scott Kirkland from ABC Family." And I was like, "Okay, whatever, BS, like you're trying to steal my identity, like ABC is not
I do that all the time.
Me right now, saying they're from The Bachelor," and I was like, "Okay, this is a fat joke," and he's like, "No, seriously, like your friend submitted it," and then he proceeded to like tell me about what was on the application, not the application, but whatever my friend had said about me on this application she submitted for me, he proceeded to like repeat it, and then explain the picture, and I was like, "Oh my gosh." Those are her words, and I know exactly what picture that is.
Wait, but you didn't know that.
I had no idea. She didn't even tell me. So I literally get this, like, butt dial, I feel like, from Bachelor ABC, Scott Kirkland. And it's the real deal, turns out, because he had emailed me. He's like, "Hey, fill out this paperwork." It was like, you know, your name, what are your hobbies, you know, just very general. And I was like, okay, whatever. This is a scam. But, like, I was like, okay, whatever. I just submitted it. It's like a two-page thing. It's not a big deal.
Oh, really?
Then I was going to be in LA the next weekend visiting my best friend for like a week or two. And
pause.
So I was like, what?
Pause.
She's casually going to be in LA next weekend.
So I quit my job for 9 months. I basically went to LA every other weekend to see my best friend and hang out because, like, why not? So Arkansas was just my home base, but I was in LA like every other weekend. It was a great time. No regrets. But I was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to be in LA. Why don't I just come to the office and meet you in person? So I just went there, hung out with all the producers, whatever. It was a great time. And they're like, hey, you got, you know, you're a good time. So we'll let you know like when the next step is. So get home back to Arkansas, get this call, and they're like, hey, we're going to fly you back out to LA. And I was like, well, that's perfect because it's basically a trip I was going to make, but I don't have to pay for it. And so they flew me back out there, locked me in a hotel room for like 2.5 days, filled out, like, signed my life away, filled out this like freaking 15-page questionnaire, like, are you crazy? Have you ever had bad thoughts?
Yes,
you know,
yes.
What's your fantasy? It's basically where all these questions come from.
Like, where, a mental evaluation.
Yeah, and then, so this is where your bio comes from, you know, my name's so-and-so, I come from whatever state, this is my job, this is my past, these are my past relationships. And then, you know, you take it like the psychiatric, psychiatric test.
Whoa,
so, too much wine.
Psychiatric.
Wait, like when you're
no, that is a hard word.
So,
psychiatric.
So you take a psych test.
Yeah. So you take a psych test.
When you're taking a psych test,
you talk
to
like a lawyer. You talk to a personal investigator. You take blood tests to make sure you don't have diseases, because if you make it on the show, hypothetically, make it to the fantasy suite, they don't want you sleeping with somebody that has diseases. You literally sign your life away. They have your blood work. They have your life, and like you're like, all right, game on. Like,
whoa.
Yeah, I know. And so basically for an entire day, it took me 7 hours to fill out this packet where I was just like answering questions where it's like, would you rather, you know, it's like the what's that test where it's like.
You got to kill one, fuck one, marry one.
No. Like, yeah. It's like a would you rather test, but then it's like where ESTP, you know, those tests, the Myers-Briggs test.
Yeah.
You basically take the extensive version of that where it takes like 7 hours.
That is so exhausting.
And yeah, no, it is exhausting, but you do it and you're like, okay, everybody else has to do this too, so I'm just gonna sit here and like go mindless. And so you're just answering all these questions, like fill in the bubbles 1 through 4.
Did you like honestly like answer the questions like to what like you felt?
Oh, was, for like, sure. I was like, you know what, I've got nothing to hide. So.
Yeah.
But I'm also not a crazy person. I don't have a crazy past.
There's
gotta
be people though
family.
That like go through
so
there and they're like, hey, this is what
yeah.
this person.
So everybody with a daddy issue, I'm sure they came up as like a red flag, like hello.
We're like, yeah, we're definitely putting them on there.
Yeah, exactly. But fun fact, so the psychiatrist told me that I was the most like crazy person. Like, what did she say? I'm trying to think about it. She said I was the most high-strung person of the bunch in the house. Out of all 30-whatever girls, she said that me, I was the most high-strung person. And I was like, I don't think that's right because I'm pretty chill. But I get high-strung sometimes. Like, I get it. And I get hyper. But
yeah.
To be the most high-strung person, she's like, we're going to need to check up on you, like, every day and have a little bit of, like, a meeting, like, a touch-in. And I was like,
just
is
so
that
you,
needed?
Like, she didn't want you to
She, like, prescribed me
that.
Pills, and I was like,
hell yeah.
Do I need this?
Sounds like
I don't think I'm crazy. I don't have daddy issues.
But do you think so, that was like
I'm not desperate. But the only reason, honestly, the only reason I went on it was because, why not? I'd already quit my job.
Hey,
I was working
yeah.
for my dad. Like, I don't have
oh,
to,
no,
I,
yeah.
I've got nothing to lose.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
It's the perfect time.
It's like, I'm confident in myself. I can hold my own. So, like, why would I not do it?
Right.
No regrets.
Yeah.
I still have no regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets.
Regrets. Regrets. Yeah. So, what a great insight. What this is reality TV, and you see what it takes to even get on.
Yeah.
Like
to,
this.
Yeah.
Is,
to be
like,
accepted.
She had to go and basically have sex with all these producers to even get through a packet.
Not even close.
So that's a total joke. I just kind of ran with that. Anyways, so she did. Either even if she did, which she probably did, let's be honest. They took her blood. Literally
that
vampires.
Is kind of
ABC is some motherfucking vampires,
they
man.
Make sure you're not psycho. I guess that's in blood
work. But that's not in blood.
That's
not
in
blood
work.
I don't know.
It's like AB positive. No, it don't.
Oh,
AB
you
positive. You like, oh,
C
like,
positive.
Oh, motherfucking negative. That is right. Negative. Mm-mm. Out of here. Get out of here.
Cut that
no.
girl.
Like, make sure you're not carrying around like some syphilis.
Because hypothetically,
and,
if you made
some,
it to the fantasy suite, they don't want to deal with that. They want to know. Here's the thing. They want to know about all the problems before they become a problem.
That's right. So they can blow it up before they become a problem.
so they can be prepared to fix the situation when it becomes a problem.
Or make it a situation.
Yeah,
now we're talking.
Luckily enough.
Now we're talking ABC, and I'm not talking about the channel.
Well,
I'm talking about
as
my American-born
any Asian. Reality TV show, like, you're going to have, like, manipulations going
for
on
sure.
behind the scenes, because, like, that's what makes...
So
you know what's
let's...
funny, though, about reality TV shows?
Tell me.
It's, like, they're so, like,
more.
Okay, it's very real. Everybody does act like themselves, but it's very manipulated, as in, like, people, like, they prompt you, but they don't tell you what to do. So it's very real, as in, like, oh, was that fake? No, it's nothing's faked, but you're prompted. So, like, if you prompt me right now, I'm going to run with it because you prompted me. But
so
it's
like,
very real and
so
how
you,
I feel.
So there's basically, they're teeing you up for something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
They'll be like, you know, I know you feel this way about this one dude.
Yeah.
But your answers are true to yourself at the end of the day. You just might have not brought it up on your own.
Yeah. They're like, and you know, you're saying this thing. Well, this girl says you felt this way
right.
about something like
right.
that. And she just teed you up for something. And now you hate this bitch over here.
Right. Yeah.
This
yeah.
is like,
I mean, they'll literally be like, hey, like there was like, so in my season, you know, there was an episode where it was a soccer match. And like, I basically like my legs cramped up and I fell to the ground and started crying because like literally a leg cramp. Have you ever had a leg cramp in the middle of the night?
I've actually
and you kind of want to die.
It hurts.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's basically what happened, but it happened at the wrong time where all the cameras are on you. And I was like, this looks so dramatic, but I'm not even faking this leg cramp right now. So like, you know, everybody, so like, you know, Olivia, she was in my season and like, so she, this one girl, she basically was just like, you know, oh my gosh, she's being so dramatic. She's trying to get attention. And like, literally it was a leg cramp, but like, basically they had prompted her. They're like, oh, how do you feel about her falling? Like,
yeah.
That's so dramatic. Like, that's so dumb. She's just trying to get more time. And so, she, and, you know, in the person's mind that they're prompting, they're just like, oh yeah. Oh my gosh. That's crazy. Like I should have thought of that. Or like, oh my gosh, she's never going to make it that far because you know. She's just being more dramatic just to get more time at the rent, you know.
Yeah, but it's both.
Manipulative.
Yeah, it's
like,
very, it is manipulative.
But
it's
true.
True.
It is
that's
true.
The thing. Reality
so,
TV is real, but it's prompted.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not 100% real people out there. That's what I'm talking about. Not 100% real because it is kind of, you're pushed.
But. If
but
you
it
don't
is your...
feel those feelings, you're not going to say, you're not going to make things up.
Yeah.
You're not, nobody wastes their time about making things
no,
up because they think you're going to get attention.
No, yeah.
Right.
So, like, it is real. It is real. I don't know. Because they'd be like, how do you feel about so-and-so? And you're like, oh, my gosh, he's the cutest thing ever. Oh, my gosh. And they're like, I know. Didn't he look so cute when he was wearing this? And you're like, yeah, he totally looks so cute.
I know, right?
And they
I need
put,
somebody to walk around and, like, whisper into people's ears when I'm, like, wearing shit like that.
Yeah.
Where's that? ABC. And when I'm not, I'm talking about the channel now. That we really should have went with a different fucking persona because it's really like fucking with me right now.
But it
now.
Works. It works.
But like, I need the channel. I need the producers from The Bachelor to walk around and be like, and basically just whisper things into people's ears and just manipulate them for me. Right?
But then again, that is real life. You're telling me you don't have manipulative friends? Right. I know. You're speechless.
I mean, are you a manipulative friend?
I'm not a manipulative friend.
Megan's my only friend. I don't have any other friends besides Megan.
So
you don't need any other friends besides Megan.
I already knew that. I figured that out a long time ago.
Yeah. So Kyle does not have a lot of friends, but I do.
Because again, at the end of the day, you only need a friend.
But I do have like a really close.
I only need one right here. She fits right there. That's the middle finger, guys. I don't need any other. Hey, no, I'm just kidding. Anyway.
I'm not manipulative.
No, I don't feel like you're manipulative.
Yeah, I can be. And I will admit like that, like in certain situations, if I want my way, like I'm going to be manipulative.
I'm going to be fine.
But your go-to circle of people in life, those people are not manipulative.
Right.
Right.
That's why they're your go-to.
Right.
Chicken
yeah.
bit right there. So we're almost to 15 minutes right now. And this is going to be like, this is going to be a couple parts, right? We're going to break this down even further. Are you still friends? How many, we talked about like your inner circle, your friends right here. You can count them on, you know, one hand, two hands or whatever. These fingers right here. She's giving us the spirit fingers. Like,
that is like literally the perfect, like,
these are spirit fingers.
Literally a male cheerleader.
Yeah. You
So, oh my god, we're getting way off.
All right,
way
right,
off,
right,
way
right,
off,
right,
way
right,
off.
Right, right, we swerved.
The girls that you met
okay.
on The Bachelor,
yes.
How many of those are still in your inner circle?
none of them are in my inner circle because I don't talk to them on a daily basis. But outside of my inner circle, I probably talk to like five.
Okay. And when you say like not on a daily basis, do you reach out like?
Like, okay, I go to Nashville every now and then, you know, like once every 2-3 months, whatever. I will stay with them. I'll reach out to them. I will absolutely hang out with them all weekend. But I don't have to talk to them every day to be close to them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because y'all have this like different connection.
Yeah.
Because y'all fit in that same.
Yeah, situation. Yeah. Or I could text everybody and be like, "Hey, let's all go to LA this weekend." And everybody be like, "Oh yeah, I'll try to go." Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fake. It's kind of like fake friends, but like the whole group itself, season wise, yeah. is fake friends. But yeah. everybody's got their inner circles within right. that gotcha. Friends. But that inner circle doesn't necessarily mean it's your inner circle in real life.
Right. Yeah.
So, like, none of them are in my inner circle in real life.
Is that, like, a separation thing for, you? Like, people, like...
Yeah, it's a different lifestyle because the majority of them are trying to live, you know, the whole Instagram fame, like, popularity contest. Right. Whereas, like, I'm trying to live my real life with my real career. Like, I don't need reassurance through social media or whatever. But, like, you know, if that's your job, that's your life, like, more power to you.
Yeah.
Like, you do you. But that's just not me. So, like, I don't live that lifestyle. So, like, I don't need the reassurance. I don't need to keep in touch with them all the time because our lives don't – they're not on the same playing field.
Yeah.
But, like, if we're in the same city, like, I'll absolutely hang out all weekend. Yeah. Like, I go see them every now and then.
But for the most part, they were cool chicks.
Oh, for sure. All of them.
Like,
every single one of them.
Let me ask you this. And we're about to wrap this one episode up because we know we wanted to keep it about 15 to 20 minutes on, like, one segment. Because, you know, we're attention spans out there. And a lot of you aren't taking Adderall or Vyvanse or whatever the fuck is out there. I don't know what y'all take. I don't take that shit. Not that if you take it, I'm condemning you or anything. But
no judgment, though.
No judgments. We really don't judge anybody for anything. Last thing. Olivia was made to be out an absolute batshit crazy woman on that show, on that season. And I don't need anything besides a one word answer, and it's going to start with a T or an F, and ends with a rue and an als.
Okay.
So I need a true or false right now. Is she that fucking crazy?
Well, here's the problem.
I didn't say no.
Here's the thing. Here's why I cannot give you a true or false answer. It's because they portray one person. So like Olivia, for instance, they portray her as the crazy person and they only show her crazy parts.
Right.
They don't show her like normal, real parts.
Right.
Whereas the rest of the bunch, they show the real parts.
Right.
So she seems like she's that far. No, listen.
Like
so
far
as far as the spectrum goes, it seems like we're on one end and she's on the other. But in reality, they didn't show our crazy parts and they didn't show her normal parts. So we do meet in the middle.
That's so crazy.
She's not any more crazy than the rest of us. They just showed her being more crazy than our normal.
I just feel like
so
you have to like
separation.
Be crazy to
but
edit all of this stuff.
I mean, everybody's a little dramatic in their own way. They showed her most dramatic parts, her most sensitive and secure parts.
We've all had our moments.
She was a TV personality too,
she knew how
to play to the camera
exactly.
as well.
I mean, she knows what she's doing. She knows how to speak to the public. She knows how to get attention. Like, she's not stupid.
I didn't watch the season, but I learned all this from Google, by the way. You can Google anything. Guys, if you want to know anything
She knows what she's doing, but like also, you've got to be hella smart to know what you're doing.
Exactly. She knew how to be super.
Like, honestly, my craziest days, nobody sees it. But that doesn't mean that I'm not crazy. But, like, honest, like, you know.
Oh, I see what
they portrayed me as a normal person. But it's because it's like I didn't show my
crazy
days because I hide that part.
Except for that whole manipulative leg cramp thing.
Okay, that part, like, you don't even know. You don't know how much pain you've been in until you've had two shin cramps.
You're definitely dehydrated.
No, I was. You
drunk
go around drinking for 4 days, and they're like, "Hey, here's a
That's
soccer match."
You
where
go around
tired.
Drinking for 30
no,
years,
listen,
and you come talk
listen,
to me.
Listen, that was the first group date I had
was
been
born on.
On
alcohol.
I drank for 4 days, and then they put you in a soccer match, fighting for your life, hoping you get to stay longer. And so, yeah, you're gonna fight for your life, but like drinking for
it's
4 days.
It's like fucking Game of Thrones or something, man.
And then it's like workout. That does not mix. Like they're
how out of breath were you?
I told you, like.
Game
they
of Thrones?
Regardless of breath, talk about cramps. I had two shin cramps and two thigh cramps.
That,
where they literally called all the doctor people, and they like one guy was pushing this leg this way, but you pushed this leg this way.
Did you get an IV?
Huh?
Did you get an IV?
No, but
oh my god, it was not that serious, Danny. If you did not get an IV, you were not that serious.
I chugged three Gatorades. We were at the USC Stadium. They made me chug like three or four Gatorades. I ate like four bananas.
They were at the USC Stadium.
They were like potassium and electrolytes. And I literally, so the whole time.
Get this bitch some bananas.
The limo ride home was like over an hour because to go from like USC to like past Calabasas.
Jesus Christ, this woman had to ride in a fucking limo for an hour, people.
The camera was like zoomed in.
An hour!
I'm like sobbing because I got like four leg cramps. I literally had to be carried out of the limo because I could not walk.
She had to be carried out of a limo, not even a cab.
Listen, they don't even show
you
that.
You people don't even know.
You don't even know.
You think you know, but you have no idea. This
is true. You're
this is the true life.
Chicken bits.
Like we think.
Let us throw a chicken bit.
This is the chicken bits out here, guys. From this jam right here, the chicken bit right here, and I'm gonna break it down for you. Is reality TV, right?
Right.
The shit sometimes it's a little bit kind of it looks staged. It looks staged, but it's not. It's real people. But they are, and according to ABC over here, and by that, I mean my American-born Chinese friend.
I have to show you a video of my leg.
Time out. Let me finish this chicken bit real quick.
Hold on.
And then, so it may seem a little fake, but it's real people out there, and they're just being manipulated by a camera.
Right.
Or
manipulated by other people.
Right. They're being prompted, like these things. But these are real emotions. So
yeah.
they may seem crazy, but they're only showing their own crazy,
right,
like Olivia was. So that's it. We're gonna break this way down. That's 20 fucking minutes. I hope everybody got that in their commute. Because if not, you need to go to your computer right now at work and tell your boss, y'all need to know. Morning meeting has to wait. Gotta finish Megan Kyle's podcast right now. Gotta go back to chicken bits.
Meg Kyle ABC.
Yeah, that's right. ABC on the track with us right there. If you've got questions, email, suggestions, all that at Chicken Bits.
MK
for Meg Kyle.
Yeah, at gmail.com.
For show. ABC, always a pleasure.